Red Rose Audio presents the unabridged recording of Remember to Forget, written by Deborah Rainey, narrated by Julie Lancelot. Chapter 1. A lofty full moon painted a jagged swath of light across Lafayette Avenue. Maggie Anderson glanced at the digital numbers on the dashboard. 4 o'clock in the morning. An eerie calm hovered over New York, the street absent its typical bumper-to-bumper congestion. At least she would make it back to the apartment in good time. Maybe for once she wouldn't have to give him a play-by-play to justify every minute she'd been out of his sight. A vagrant staggered into the crosswalk ahead of her, beckoning her with a leer. She averted her eyes and reached across the console of the Honda Civic to pat the brown paper bag buckled into the passenger seat beside her, testing again to make sure it was secure. Before driving away from the liquor store, she'd tightened the seatbelt around Kevin's precious bottle as if it were a child. It might as well be. She would pay dearly if she slammed on the brakes and sent his next fix flying through the windshield. For a split second, the thought caused a cynical smile to tug at her mouth, until an image of the probable aftermath came into focus. She rubbed her left wrist, remembering his last tantrum, and forced her mind to blank out the scene. No use spoiling these brief minutes of freedom with a dose of reality. Crossing Clinton Avenue, she changed lanes and reached to adjust the air conditioner vent. The cool air caressed her face, a balm for early June temperatures that had barely dropped during the night. She leaned back against the headrest and let out a slow breath, willing her thoughts to carry her to one place that never failed to bring her peace. She'd become adept at conjuring the scene. The city streets receded to the periphery of her vision, and there it was. The riverbank, soft beneath her bare feet, cool water lapping at her toes, and overhead, towering trees that whispered in the breeze, calling her to step deeper into the river's flow. She lowered her eyelids to half-mast, letting herself drift. Behind her eyelids, a moon like the one that hung over New York tonight cast a yellow glow over the countryside, except the moon of her imagination was far, far from the city. Where, she didn't know. It only mattered that it was far away from where she was now. Opening her eyes, she reoriented herself to the road, but the scene remained.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?